Okay, Allison, you there?
I'm here.
Thank you so much for spending some time with me this morning.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having me.
Wait a minute, you're in LA, right?
I am in LA, yes.
This is way too early for you probably to be up doing this stuff. Or
it's okay, I get up early.
Wait, you have kids, right? You're up early all the time.
Exactly, kids and chickens, so I'm really up early.
So you're not really living the Hollywood lifestyle, is what they would say, huh?
You know, I am and I'm not. I'm a real true Gemini, so I go back and forth.
Well, can I take you way, way, way back? I have to ask about my Curly Sue, okay?
Sure, go for it.
You know, I found myself looking at that movie again yesterday going, why is it that you endeared us to you so much in that movie? I mean, everybody relates to it. It's become a cult classic. Do you have an explanation for that?
I don't know. I mean, I think I really was just like being myself, to be honest. If I look back, I don't think it was, you know, really wasn't me playing a character. I think I was just doing me. And I think that that's relatable.
Okay, then I have to ask you, one of the most iconic scenes in movies, at least for me, and I can't tell you how many times I actually rewound it just to watch it, was when Belushi asks you to hit him in the head with the 2x4. Do people bring that up to you all the time?
Not all the time, but yes, in the past they did. And I actually was like terrified.
Did you really hit him?
I did, yeah. And it was really difficult for me.
I'll bet. You know, what was your relationship like with him? I mean, was he fun to work with?
Yeah, he was. I mean, I definitely think he had some moments. As a kid actor working with adult actors, I definitely was privy to a few moments, but that's normal.
Yeah,
he was lovely to me. He still is. I mean, every once in a while, we'll still talk on Instagram, and he's always been really sweet to me.
Well, I think that's the movie that actually made him endeared to a lot of people as well. So I think he probably has to look back to that. So you do keep in touch with Jim Belushi. What about Kelly Lynch? She was another one of my favorites.
Yeah, we also have talked here and there on Instagram. I think once like Instagram started to happen, everybody sort of found each other. And I think I have connection to a few of the people that I did movies with on Instagram, which is great.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me to go back to Curly Sue. I can't tell you how
we
seemingly lost you. And I go, whatever happened to Curly Sue? And honestly, I'll be honest here. I didn't realize that was you in the Steve Martin Parent movie.
Yes, my career was very early. And then I think, you know, around 13, I was kind of ready to move into something different. And then I kind of kept my distance from the business for many years until, I guess, until Broadway, and then The Voice.
I watched that live, and when you sang, first of all, it was just tremendous. The very first time you sang, The Voice cast members had the same mouth-dropping moment when you said you were Curly Sue.
It was like,
it's Curly Sue. Do you get that a lot?
I do, and I don't. I mean, yeah, occasionally still, for sure. It happens. I was actually on a walk with my son yesterday and one of our neighbors was like, hey, are you that singer girl that was Curly Sue? I was like, yes, actually.
But I know you're probably not all about the past. You started a life. You've got some lovely kids and you're raising a family and juggling now a career that's starting to really take off in country music, right?
I mean, I certainly hope so. Yeah, I've been plugging away and I'm very proud of this EP and I love it and definitely feel like it's a nice jumping off point once again.
You seemingly have it all together. You've got the perfect life. You've got you and your family, love of your life, your husband, and career just kind of going in a lot of different directions. How do you manage all of that?
You know, I don't have a lot of complaints. I am really, really, really grateful for the way that my life has panned out. Obviously, a lot of people in my position as a kid actor, they haven't had the same experience. Definitely have gone through my ups and downs. But yeah, I mean, I have a pretty cool life. I have great kids and, you know, married to my best friend who's also in this industry in a different, he's a dancer, but very successful and always on the road. And we just sort of do this juggly balancing act with each other and add in gardening and, you know, chickens and dogs and kids. And we, you know, that keeps you down to earth. So we have both sides of it.
And why LA? I guess I figure with country music and your gardening, you'd be down in central Tennessee in the suburbs of Nashville living.
You know, I would love to be there, and I have spent a lot of time there. My parents are here. My grandfather is here. They're around the corner. My kids' grandparents are here. You know, and my husband's family is here. So as much as we would like to leave, yeah. I think we, you know, the family unit is pretty strong in California. And I think for now we'll stay, but maybe a little bi-coastal moment pretty soon. Definitely need to head to Tennessee soon and hang there. I haven't been in too long, but I love Nashville. I absolutely love it.
Well, where did you do your recording for your latest music?
This one I did all here. I did a lot of it at Henson Studios. I did some of it in my daughter's bedroom. I did some of it at Tommy King's studio in Glendale. We kind of just popped all over, but most of it was done at Henson Studios, which is one of my favorite places on the planet.
Do you write? Is that a part of your repertoire?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I wrote all of this EP with a number of collaborators, but this one was very much came from a lot of waking up in the middle of the night and singing voice notes into a phone and then getting together with people to sort of flush out the songs. But all written by me and some pals.
So are you touring at all?
Yeah, setting up a bunch of shows towards the end of the summer, August, September, definitely going to head to the East Coast. And I have a big show in LA this Sunday, EP release at the Catalina Bar and Grill, which I play twice a year. Super fun LA shows.
Yeah, Allison, I wish I had more time to talk with you, but thank you so much for your time and good luck in your career.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day, and we'll talk with you hopefully again.
Thank you. You too.